There's a very specific phrase Elon Musk used on Tesla's Q2 earnings call that Gene Munster at Deepwater Asset Management has now elevated into a 90% probability estimate for a Tesla-SpaceX merger. Musk said there is more and more overlap between the two companies. Those four words caused Munster to raise his probability estimate, and they're causing a significant amount of discussion about what a combination of the world's most valuable car company and the world's most important commercial launch provider would actually look like.
I want to be clear-eyed about what Munster is actually saying here. A 90% probability estimate from a single analyst based on a phrase on an earnings call is not evidence of an imminent merger. It's a projection from someone with a thesis. Munster has been a Tesla bull for a long time. That doesn't make him wrong, but it means his 90% number is his model, not a market consensus. The more interesting question is what overlap Musk is actually describing, because if you take him literally, the overlap is in energy systems, autonomous hardware, and manufacturing processes.
The SpaceX short seller data is striking, regardless of the merger question. Short sellers have doubled their profits to $15.5 billion as SpaceX's stock has sunk below its IPO price. That's a significant reversal for a company that commanded extraordinary private market valuations. Some of that is the general repricing of growth assets in a higher rate environment. Some of it may reflect concerns about the Optimus production timeline and competitive pressure in the launch market.
Musk's comment that competitor humanoid robot demos are pre-scripted is aggressive marketing disguised as technical criticism. He's not wrong that many competitor demos involve carefully choreographed sequences rather than genuine autonomous operation. But he also acknowledged on the same call that Optimus production will be extremely challenging, which is an unusual concession from someone who typically projects confidence about production timelines. The fact that he's criticizing competitors while acknowledging his own difficulties suggests the humanoid robot space is harder than any of the participants publicly admit.
The NTSA door safety rulemaking is the Tesla story that has the most direct near-term regulatory consequence. The agency is developing new requirements for vehicle door egress systems, specifically in response to incidents where Tesla occupants became trapped after crashes. This isn't a recall. It's the beginning of a rulemaking process that could take 18 months to 2 years to produce final regulations. But it signals that federal regulators are treating Tesla's door design as a safety pattern rather than isolated incidents.
Musk's interview with The Economist, where he said he got carried away with politics, is worth examining carefully. He's acknowledging political overreach, which is notable given his extensive involvement with Doge and the Trump administration, but then immediately asserting that zero people died from Doge's cuts. Researchers have disputed that claim directly, pointing to specific programs where federal funding cuts had measurable health consequences. The acknowledgement of overreach, combined with a disputed factual claim about consequences, is a particular kind of messaging. It sounds like accountability without actually conceding the most contested ground.